Chairs No Waiting, episode number 514, Big Bullet, January 2019. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check it out. We got some cool stuff over there like the Mayberry Pennant. It's getting to be baseball season nearly, so show your Mayberry pride and get you some Mayberry Pennants, or maybe your football team's still in the playoffs. I don't know. Check out the Mayberry Pennant for your very own. You also want to hurry and get it. The 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar, still available. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of tonight's episode are Susan and Wynn Arnold. So thank you, Susan and Wynn, for supporting the show, and thank you for being here in Mayberry with me. It's always great to spend time in Mayberry with Mayberry fans like you. Yeah, I mean, why else are you here if you don't like the Andy Griffith Show? It's always great to just sit around and talk about the great things going on in and around the Andy Griffith Show. Tonight, we're going to talk about the e-bullet. The e-bullet is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club. You hopefully know about this already and go out and read it and get it on your own. Now, this is the January edition, and it came out quite a while back on January the 8th. Well, now we're coming in on January the 21st or 22nd when this will actually be published. And if you haven't read it yet, I wanted to make sure you're aware of it because it's important. So if you have already read it, hopefully you've already forgot some of it so that when I tell you about it, it'll be like it was new again. Because that would be if I was listening. That's how it would work with me. So hopefully it will work that way with you as well, and you'll enjoy this podcast episode. And we're not only going to cover that, we're going to hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. And this week he's going to be talking about Artie Johnson. Yeah. You know he's on the Andy Griffith Show? He was. You know who he is? Better question. But even if you don't, you will by the end of this podcast. So let's get some music going for our read-over music, I guess, so that you can have a little music going. And let's go and check out the e-bullet for January 2019. Wow. It's amazing. So the e-bullet is written by our friends at the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club. Actually, it's Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club. And he puts together this amazing newsletter for all of us to be able to listen to. Or to read, not listen to. You can listen to it. So this is our first issue of 2019. We began the year. We're still mourning the tremendous loss for Mayberry in the final month of last year, 2018. From Mayberry to Fort Courage, folks were greatly saddened by the passing of Ken Berry. Now, we did a podcast about that, so if you'd like to go back and check it out, please do. He passed away on December the 1st. At Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank, California. He was 85 years old. Ken Berry, wow, we really miss him. There's a great write-up here. As I said, we already did a podcast about this, so I don't want to go into it much. But he was in all the seasons, 78 episodes of Mayberry RFD. And he was in 4 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show as well. So Ken was a big part of Mayberry, the town. So even if you don't remember him very much from the Andy Griffith Show, because we don't get to see Mayberry RFD, Ken was on there in the color episodes. So go and watch the color episodes. There is some good stuff on the color episodes. But he basically bowed out of entertainment when he retired in the 90s. He was famous for being totally content and just staying home, enjoying the time with his friends and family and learning about and tinkering with and driving cars and other vehicles. After decades of being on the road and flying all over the country to perform, he revealed he just wanted to take it easy and stay home. That's what he wanted to do and see what each day might bring him. He could rarely be coaxed to make public appearances, or really very many even private ones. Ken can never be persuaded to attend any of the Mayberry fan events like Mayberry Days. He knew he was always invited, but he gently declined. He simply had no desire to get on another plane or stay in one or more hotel rooms. In short, he had the opportunity to figuratively and probably sometimes literally just sit on the front porch and rock. No longer a man in the hurry. It's hard to get more Mayberry than that. Now, there was a published special edition of the e-bullet, Remembering Ken Berry. I definitely want to encourage you to go and read that. There will be a link in the show notes for this episode, or you can go over to imayberry.com, click the e-bullet link, and you can find it there as well, because the special editions are listed out. You will find them. So definitely go and check out Jim Clark's amazing write-up about Ken Berry. He was a great guy. President George H.W. Bush, who passed away the day before Ken, was known for his call to all of us to be kinder and gentler, and more gentler. He needed to look no further than Ken Berry, a true point of life, of light, if there ever was one. Our deepest sympathies go out to Ken's family and his friends, including ex-wife Jackie Joseph, herself a member of the Mayberry family. So, Ken Berry, we miss you. All right, so let's go into the Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board. Now, I'm not going to go through all the things, but you can head over to imayberry.com, click on the event calendar, and you'll see these same events, plus some that may or may not have occurred or begun after the e-bullet was published. Okay, so you can go and check those out. There's always events over there. Mayberry events are happening all the time, especially in Mount Airy. Betty Lynn, on February the 15th, she'll be at the Andy Griffith Museum signing autographs. That's a Friday. Head over and see her. February the 28th through March the 2nd, they're going to have the 22nd annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival over in Florence, Alabama. Never know who's going to be there. Guests are yet to be determined. So Betty appears third weekend of every month. As long as she's not got a health issue or anything like that, it's making her sick, she doesn't feel well, something like that. Well, that rarely happens. Betty is, she loves to greet the fans. She'll be there on March the 15th as well. And Karen Knott's on the 25th of March. She's going to be doing her Tied Up in Knots show in Provo, Utah. So if you need information about these, head over and check out the e-bullet and check these out. You can also check the event calendar at imayberry.com. Jim maintains both of these, so it's right information. I'm not going to go through every time that Betty's going to be at the Andy Griffith Museum, but basically it's the third Friday of each month. This is an interesting one I've never been to myself. May the 4th be with you. That's Star Wars Day. They have the 32nd annual Uncle Jesse Big Bass Classic. It was founded by Denver Pyle in Paris, Texas. The event helps raise money for Denver Pyle's children's charities, and it remains very active in the Paris community. So for information, there is a Facebook page, and there's a link in the e-bullet for that. So if you'd like to go to that, if you live in the Paris, Texas area, might be a fun event to go to. It's more likely focused a little bit more on the Dukes of Hazzard, since it says Uncle Jesse, but still might be a lot of fun to go to. Karen Knott's going to be doing another show of her Tied Up in Knots at the Heritage Music Hall at Crown Center in Kansas City, Missouri, for four shows. She's doing four shows there. Wow, that's from May the 9th through the 12th. So you might want to check that out. And the big event for the spring here, a big event, is the 6th annual Mayberry in the Midwest Festival in Danville, Indiana. The guest confirmed so far, they include Maggie Peterson, that's Charlene Darlin, Ronnie Schell, Duke Slater from Gomer Pyle, and he's on two Andy Griffith Show episodes as well, and Margaret Carey, Bess Muggins. She was on there in the Christmas episode. That's a good one to remember from. She was the wife of the guy who got locked up. Remember that? Guess this, Dixie Griffith's going to be there, Andy's daughter, she's going to be there, and George Lindsay Jr., well, that's Goober's daughter, George Lindsay. They're going to be there as well. And the award-winning bluegrass band, the Grascals. They're going to perform a free concert Saturday night. Great event. They are working so hard to make this a real Mayberry event. The Grascals are huge Mayberry fans. I think I mentioned it last week, but they are huge fans. And we did an interview with a couple of the Terrys, the two Terrys, here on the podcast a few years ago. A link for that will also be in the show notes. So if you'd like to hear them talk about it, make plans to be at Mayberry in the Midwest, May the 17th through the 19th. Try to get there. It'll be a lot of fun. The bunch of the tribute artists will be there. I'll be there as Floyd the Barber. We're going to have Otis. I'm not even going to name them all because I'm not sure I'll be there. But we should have a crew of Mayberry tribute artists. And what they're trying to do, and they're seeing if they can, we're going to do four shows over the course of the weekend. It'll be on a Friday and a Saturday. And we might do two shows a day. They'll be shorter, about 30 minutes each. And we'll do four shows. We're going to try that, see how that works. And in the past, we've done a show each day. And this time, we're going to do two shows each day. They'll be shorter shows, but two of them. Let's give it a try. We'll check it out, see how it works. It'll be more like an episode of the Andy Griffith Show, right? 30 minutes. We'll be out. So it'll be fun. All right. So if you can't head to that, hey, head over on May the 25th. I think it's probably the next weekend. Maggie Peterson is joining Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band. They're going to be doing Bluegrass Underground. Have you ever heard of that? It's going to be billed. The show is billed as Mayberry Memories, the Andy Griffith Show Celebration. It's at the Caverns, is the name of it, the Caverns in Pelham, Tennessee. David Browning, the Mayberry deputy, will also be on hand. Showtime is at 2 p.m. It's in a cave, so it's dark in a cave, so it doesn't matter what time you do it, right? The cave opens at 1 p.m. That seems unusual to say a cave opens, but a cave is opening. The cave is opening at 1 p.m., so you can come in. The showtime is at 2 p.m. The information, you go to thecaverns.com and check it out. Bluegrass Underground. Now, they record these in the past. I've seen them on PBS, so maybe, fingers crossed, maybe these will be on TV at some point. That'd be cool to see, but don't take a chance. I think Otis may not be able to go because I was laughing how it'd be just fun if we just went dressed as Otis and Floyd and just sat in the audience just to watch. I think it'd be funny, but I'm probably not going to get to do it. My wife won't let me. Anyway, next. Let's see. Coming up in June, Neil Brower, who wrote Mayberry 101, the book, he's going to be at the Andy Griffith Museum there in Mount Airy. He's on the June the 15th. Doing a discussion of the Fun Girls. Hello, doll. You know, the Fun Girls. It's going to start at 2 p.m. Now, Neil will be doing them throughout the summer, I think. I know he's doing them in June and July because he's doing that one on June the 15th. Betty will be signing autographs on June the 21st. And then the next time Neil will be there is July the 20th, which just happens to be the weekend that we're having the Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Now, that's not in the e-bullet. You're getting breaking news. Well, it's not really breaking, but you're getting the news right here that the Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina will be happening the 19th through the 21st. So that's a Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday morning, basically. So if you'd like to come, there's information out on the web. Websites about this, and you can go and check them out. It's the 7th annual Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Last year we had 80 to 100 people that showed up. This year, I don't know, but it's a lot of fun. We have a great time. All the fans from the show get together. We visit, we watch episodes in the evenings. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot slower than Mayberry Day, so this is just like a primer. Don't let this replace Mayberry Days, but it's a fun one if you'd like to come to it. I've set up a information. If you go to the Facebook page for Two Chairs No Waiting, if you go there, it's facebook.com/two chairs. And there's an event, and you can sign up, and you can get all the information right there about the 7th annual Mayberry Meetup, the weekend of 19th through 21 July. Now, the expectation is that Betty Lynn will be signing autographs on the 19th. Now, that was not in the e-bullet. That is not signed up in the e-bullet. But it's pretty sure thing that she will be because she always does them that weekend. And Neil Brower will be doing his session as well on that Saturday. So we got two great things to do while we're in Mayberry during the meetup. So there we go. That's not really a commercial, but there's good information for you heading in. So go and get your hotel room quickly. It turns out Jan and I evidently didn't have a room until this weekend because we made plans for the Mayberry meetup for us to go and be there and everything and when it would be, but evidently we didn't reserve a room at the Mayberry Motor Inn. That will be our host for the weekend. So you don't have to stay at the Mayberry Motor Inn. If you're in the area, you can just come and visit us at the gazebo in the evenings. Or if they run out of rooms, there's other places to stay in Mount Airy. But if you can stay at the Mayberry Motor Inn, I recommend it. The folks there are absolutely wonderful. They're family. And I've honestly never stayed anywhere else when I go to Mount Airy. So, all right, okay, let's keep going. Neil Brower will wrap up his summer lecture series, which I was right, it was a series, on August the 10th. So if you can't make it to the meetup or you're in the area, maybe you can go. Or if you're in the area, you can go every time. He'll be there on August the 10th, and he'll be doing that week. That time, he'll be doing Andy's English Valet. Oh, and by the way, the weekend that we're having the meetup, he's going to be doing the Education of Ernest D. Bass. My mother figure. That's awesome, because that's my chapter name here in Huntsville. Boom! This is awesome. It's meant to be. It was meant to be. I found. All right, let's keep going. Let's see. September the 19th and 20th, Karen Knotts will be performing Tied Up in Knots in Connecticut. I'm not sure where, but Connecticut's not real big, so it's got to be somewhere. So if you're in the vicinity of Connecticut, maybe you can go to that. We will have more information in the e-bullet as time draws near. Now the big event of the year. Sounds like a MMA fight or a boxing, right? The big event. September 23rd through the 29th, the 30th annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Tickets are available right now for the big weekend, including the concert by Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band and a presentation of the Deputy's Daughter that Karen Knotts is going to do. Tickets are also available for the Emmett Golf Tournament and the dinner and entertainment featuring comedian Henry Cho at the golf tournament. Henry was there last year. Great time. Had a really good time. They're going to have concerts, and the tickets are available by Colin Ray. If you miss the Grascals, or if you love the Grascals, if you miss them at the Midwest, you got another chance right here. They're going to be at Mayberry Days. Get tickets to that. The VW Boys, who provide our music so often here on the podcast. Thank you to Tim White and the VW Boys. They're going to be putting on their show. Great show. The Embers are going to be there. Envision and the Legacy Motown Review, they're going to be there. There are going to be comedy performances by John Floyd. He's the mouth of Mayberry. And James Gregory, the funnest man in America. Tickets are available to Professor Brower's lecture, where he'll be talking to somebody or giving us some great information. He always does. And, of course, Colonel Tim's Talent Time. Got to get tickets to come see it all. Mayberry Days. Make sure you're there. Now, also, that's not listed on here, there's going to be a Mayberry cruise this year. So definitely check that out. I will make sure the information is available in the e-bullet very soon. If you want to go on the Mayberry Cruise 2019, make sure you let us know. Or you can go over to Facebook.com and you can go to, I believe it's just Mayberry Cruise. It's pretty easy to get to it. So it's not very hard to find if you're looking for it. Okay, so there's lots and lots and lots of fun stuff going on in and around Mayberry throughout the year. So the Mayberry Cruise is going to be November this year. So if you want to get tickets, you need to try to make sure you can go. The Mayberry Cruise is the weekend of the 2nd through the 7th. There we go. I had to look it up. Sam, never stop. It's the Mayberry Cruise number 14. Wow. It's November the 2nd through the 7th, 2019. And you can get information about that. If you need help, you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, and I'll send you to the right direction to get those tickets as well. The e-bullet has so much information, and it will be updated as we go. with more and more. So let's move on to the news of cast and crew. Ron Howard, you may have heard of him. Ron Howard has been scouting locations, especially around Middletown, Ohio, for Hillbilly Elegy, a feature film based on J.D. Vance's bestseller. And there's a great picture of Ron where he was at the Triple Moon Coffee Company that's in the e-bullet while he was having lunch there in Middletown, Ohio, scouting for the film locations. The business, they were, the manager was proudly wearing a t-shirt of Bob Ross, you know, the painter. He was wearing that. And anyway, it's a great shirt. You need to check it out. Ron Howard in between the two. Appleseed, the last film that Rance Howard was in, has had some initial screenings with very good reviews. Filming of Rance's parts was completed shortly before Rance passed away in November of 2017. The movie, which also features Clint Howard, Leon, will hopefully have a wider distribution soon. Betty Lynn continues to hold court at Mount Airy's Andy Griffith Museum, as I mentioned earlier, the third Friday of every month. And there's a great greeting from Betty that's been posted by the museum. There's a link in the e-bullet if you'd like to go and watch that video greeting. It's a lot of fun. The beautiful oceanfront home of the late Jim Nabors, Gomer Pyle, sold for $12 million on January the 4th. The new owner has not been announced. We don't know who it was. Margaret Carey was in Tampa Bay. Margaret Carey, we mentioned her earlier. She's going to be at Mayberry in the Midwest. She was in Tampa Bay in December for a Tinkerbell and Disney-related event. She also made some holiday appearances closer to home in California. Leroy McNeese, Leroy of the Country Boys, and his wife, Jan, they once again started off the Thanksgiving Day holiday with the LA Drumstick Dash for charity. Wow, can you believe that? They ran it. They participated on behalf of Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission. So there's a great picture of Leroy and Jan there. I guess the start of the race, they look way too happy and rested to be at the end of the race. If this is at the end of the race, I'm completely embarrassed that I get tired going to the mailbox. Great to see Leroy and Jan. Great folks. Jackie Joseph, Ramona Ankrum herself, my darn Romina, made the cover of the current issue. It's the December and January through January issue of the Pet Press. The story about Jackie puts a spotlight on her decades of work on behalf of animals, especially though pet adoptions and spaying and neutering and those kind of programs. Most notably, her work with Actors and Others for Animals. She's been very active, which is just one of the many worthy causes that Jackie supports. Jackie also continues to write a column for the Tolkien Times. I hope I said Tolkien right. It's Tolkien Times whenever the notion or an occasion promotes her to, including a recent article about a milestone birthday that she had in November. Now, we are sad to report the passing of actor Herb Ellis, who played bandleader Bobby Fleet in The Guitar Player Returns, episode number 31 of The Andy Griffith Show. He passed away in San Gabriel, California on December the 26th. He was 97 years old. Born Herbert E. Siegel in Cleveland, Ohio, on January the 17th, 1921, Herb made his way to San Francisco, where he worked as an announcer and eventually an actor in radio, where he met and worked with Jack Webb. With Webb, Herb developed the concept for a new police drama, a detective show, with Joe Friday character and what later became Dragnet, first for radio and then for television. Herb originated the role of Officer Frank Smith for the first Dragnet TV series in 1952. He and Jack Webb would continue to work on many series together, including The DA's Man, which Webb helped produce, and in which Herb co-starred as Frank Laval in 23 episodes. Herb was usually cast in the role of authority figures, particularly cops and lawyers. He had multiple and sometimes recurring roles in many TV series, ranging from Peter Gunn, Peter Loves Mary, and the many loves of Dolby Gillis, to Mod Squad, Hennessy, and Bewitched. Herb's feature films included Stanley Kubrick's The Killing in 1958, Billy Wilder's The Fortune Cookie in 1966, and The Party for director Blake Edwards in 1968. He also had a robust career doing voiceovers, including as the narrator of The Disappearance of Flight 412. And it was a 1974 made-for-TV movie starring Glenn Ford. He's all Glenn Fording it all over the place. So, for further reading about Herb's career, there's a comprehensive profile on Radio Spirit's website. It's a website. It's a link to that. That was published for the occasion of Herb's 95th birthday almost 3 years ago. Even with all of that, Herb's accomplishments in his career, all that, he stayed in touch with Mayberry. In fact, he received our printed Bullet newsletter from the early years until its final issue in 2001. And while Herb wasn't the only actor to portray Bobby Fleet, not to mention or be confused with Freddie Fleet, he was the Bobby Fleet who successfully rehired Jim Lindsay. That's right. And Herb also showed gusto and style when keeping musical tempo with a rolled up newspaper. Herb Ellis is survived by his daughter Karen and four grandchildren. He was preceded by Sylvia, his wife of 73 years, and their son, Stephen. Herb Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. All right. So that's in the e-bullet. You go and check it out. There is no chapter news update this year. This year. This time, there have been no new chapters added to the Andy Griffith Show Reunion Watchers Club since the last issue of the e-bullet. So if you'd like to start a chapter, there's a way to do that. And there's information about how to get one started. There's a searchable list at tagsrwc.com. And then you can submit your stuff. It tells you how to do it right there in the e-bullet. So go and check it out. There's a merchandise update, of course, from Weavers. We already talked about Weavers, but I've got to mention the Mayberry's Finest coffee. Mayberry's Finest, there's a breakfast blend, a Sunday morning breakfast blend. Otis Campbell's Better Than Dark. Or Better Than Home dark roasted coffee, and Mayberry Diner's decaffeinated coffee. Definitely want to check these out. Everybody that has talked to us so far have really enjoyed this coffee. I love the way it smells. I don't drink coffee, so I can't tell you. I've had too many people also that have ordered it. I've asked, how does the coffee taste? And they go, I don't know. I just wanted to, collect it. Which is great. You can collect the coffee, but we have more. If you could drink it, we can sell you some more. It's good. At least that's what the people that have drunk it have told me. So it's good coffee. Go and check that out. Make sure you get your wall calendar and all the other cool things. Let's go into some chapter news, and we'll roll this out of here from the e-bullet, as I am getting very long here on the talking. Last quarter of the year, especially around the holidays, is always a busy time for the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club chapters. Here's a couple of photos. So there's photos in here. Folks, it's a great photo. There's one of Whistling Dixie, is what Jim said it. Colorado Fish and Hole Whistlers chapter of Colorado Springs welcomed special guest Dixie Griffith, Andy's daughter, in the rocking chair there. At a meeting in October, by all accounts, it was a rocking good time together. Now, you may have seen that already. Can't remember. May have been reported. The members of the Mayberry chapter in Knoxville, Tennessee, they have some great Mayberry-themed gifts that they exchange every year for Christmas at their annual Christmas party. The group also participated in a parade in nearby Carnes, Tennessee, and had a miniature golf outing to celebrate Jackie Joseph's birthday back in November. So they have a great, great chapter. Other chapters that reported in over the holidays having parties included a dollar and a quarter chapter in New Philadelphia, Ohio, which is recently, they've already had a gathering in the new year. So they not only had a Christmas gathering since our last report from the e-bullet, they already had one, another one, the beginning of the year. So they are on top of it. So congratulations. And they have another one scheduled for February. And we heard from the Barney chapter in Greensboro, North Carolina as well. And that's all the chapter news that we have right now. Folks, there's all kinds of fun. If you can't be a part of a chapter, you've got this podcast. Hopefully that helps you a little bit. There's also the I Mayberry community that's spirited, controlled, run mostly by Colonel Harvey, Keith Brown, one of our Mayberry tribute artists. And I just kind of help a little bit. And he does most of it. But there's some great conversation going over at Mayberrycommunity.com. And you can go to imayberry.com, the letter I, Mayberry, and you can go and check it out there. Of course, check out imayberry.com while you're there. Lots of stuff, including links to Weavers, links to here at the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. And maybe you don't know, there's also Burke on Mayberry. Burke on Mayberry was the very first Mayberry podcast. That's right. He started before me. I may have done more episodes by now, but Kevin started. He was the first Mayberry podcast. So let's thank Kevin Burke for Burke on Mayberry and go check it out. And there are episodes of the Mayberry Bible Study podcast. I think I've done about 15 or 14, and there's only two more I can do because we're doing it with the open, not open, the public domain episodes of the Andy Griffith Show is the only ones I could do. So I've got to get those done, but there's a bunch of issues, a bunch already there. So if you want to go check it out, lots of fun on the web, including the Gomer Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild here over on Facebook. So go ahead and check that one out too. Lots of stuff going on Facebook. Folks, go and check out the e-bullet so that you will not miss any of the fun going on online or anywhere else in Mayberry. Folks, we still have to hear from Randy Turner for this week in Mayberry history. So let's head over there right now.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Happy 90th birthday to comedian and actor Artie Johnson, who appeared once near the end of the second season of The Andy Griffith Show. Artie, whose birth name is Arthur, was born in Benton Harbor, Michigan, on the shore of Lake Michigan, west of Kalamazoo. Artie attended college at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where his brother also attended. They appeared in College Theater Guild productions together, and Artie also worked at the campus radio station. After Artie graduated in 1949, he moved to New York City and worked for Viking Press. 5 years later, he began appearing in local nightclubs. He also began acting on the stage, first cast in a revival of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. In the hit Broadway play No Time for Sergeants, Andy Griffith had played Will Stockdale, and Roddy McDowell played his buddy, Ben Whitledge. After Andy had left the production, McDowell also soon left. Artie took over the role of Ben in his Broadway debut. Artie made his film debut in the 1954 musical Best Foot Forward. The following year, he made his television debut, appearing for the first time as Stanley Schreiber, a recurring character in the series It's Always Jan. In 1958, he played another recurring character in the short-lived comedy series Sally. And in 1960 and 1961, he played another recurring character in the drama comedy Hennessy. Over the next several years, Artie appeared in a variety of series, including December Bride and The Red Skelton Hour. He appeared in an episode of The Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock Presents. In a 1962 episode of Dr. Kildare, Artie appeared with Ken Berry, Olin Soul, Max Showalter, and Connie Sawyer, or as we know them in Mayberry, Sam Jones, John Masters, Ralph Mason, who bought Mayberry's dilapidated cannon, and Miss Blanchard of the Kansas City Chronicle, who researched Helen's past at Andy's request. In 1962, Artie also made his appearance in The Andy Griffith Show. In the March episode, Andy and Barney in the Big City, Artie is the hotel clerk who assumes Barney is a doctor, since he signed the registry Barney Fife, M.D. That fall, Artie got his first regular role, co-starring in the comedy Don't Call Me Charlie, though the series lasted only 18 episodes. Artie gained his greatest celebrity to that point with his comedic performance with chilling undertones of a federal agent who blindly follows orders in the 1967 James Coburn film The President's Analyst. But it was his involvement in a revolutionary news show the following year that brought him his most career attention. Artie was part of the cast of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In that premiered in the fall of 1968. For the next 5 years, he played various characters, but most famously two in particular. In one series of sketches, he was a German soldier always hiding in the bushes, who would observe about the preceding sketch, "very interesting," and often added, "but stupid." He also played a dirty old man in a series of sketches, who would sit on the opposite end of a park bench from a spinster played by Ruth Buzzy. He would scoot closer to her while coming on to her with ridiculous dialogue, inevitably resulting in her hitting him over the head with her purse. Throughout his career, Artie appeared in many other series, such as Bewitched, The Dick Van Dyke Show, Lost in Space, The Dukes of Hazzard, and Murder, She Wrote. He also began doing extensive voice work for cartoons, performing characters in series such as the Scooby-Doo series and Scooby-Doo TV movies, the Smurfs, and Animaniacs. In 1997, Artie returned to Broadway 40 years after his performance in No Time for Sergeants to appear for a time in the musical Candide, playing several different roles a night. But that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. That was very interesting. If you want to make sure you don't miss any of all the great Mayberry stuff Randy is doing online, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out. turnersgrade@gmail.com. Thanks again, Randy. Great report. I didn't know all that about Artie Johnson. I did find out because he got me thinking. Artie's his dad's name was Abraham Lincoln Johnson. So he's named after presidents all over the place, his dad. So anyway, I don't know. That's just a little trivia tidbit for you there. Folks, I hope you have enjoyed this. The folks here on the live show, I appreciate them being here when I'm doing this live. We'd love to have you join us on Monday nights. If you head over to live.2chairsnowaiting.com at 8 p.m., Eastern time, we gather. There's 20 so folks in there right now, and they've been talking and enjoying themselves and visiting with one another. We'd love to have you be a part of that as well. Just love to hear from you. I'd love for you to give me a call or something. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imavery.com. Love to hear from you. If you're going to come to the meetups, either one of them, the Two Chairs No Waiting meetup here in Huntsville, which is limited in space, so we need to know how many are coming, or if you're coming to the Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina, please fill out the online forms. I'll try to put links to that in the show notes as well. So, folks, have a great evening, a great week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.